It's been just over a year that the hottest new rave spot has been in a somewhat unlikely location. Housed in an old gym on Bellechasse, just west of Papineau, is Parquette.
To set the scene right now, we're looking right across to Père Marquette Park. To our left, we have a community garden, and then we have a school. So this is not where a typical club or event location would be, right?
Launched by a collective of artists, party hosts, and DJs, Parquette became known for their flip events, monthly 24-hour parties hosted by rotating crews of DJs. But Parquette barista Thea Trelawney says in the years since they've launched, Parquette has been able to do much more.
There's a lot of other raves and underground music scene events that happen here, whether it's like day parties, night parties, funding drives for antennas. We had that a few weeks ago. Markets now. We've started hosting like fitness dance classes, art exhibits, magazine launches, anything that needs a space, we kind of offer that.
But now the future of those events is up in the air.
We're being threatened with having to close, jump ship, I guess, way sooner than we would have liked because of this issue of no longer being able to obtain liquor permits.
Parquette relies on what are called reunion permits, liquor permits given on a by-event basis. Trelawney says that's a function of zoning and time.
Given that Parquette is an ephemeral space, you know, we're only here temporarily, and also given the zoning of the location that we're in, like that prevents us from being an established venue with a permanent liquor license or like an established liquor license.
I think the zoning, when we spoke with the borough, they explained that it could take around 9 months and it could cost an amount of money that would not have been feasible on the project's timeline and like, you know, with the kind of budget that we were looking at the time. It can like easily be more than like $20,000, for example, to go through that process. And it's not a given. So you can, you know, you could spend the 9 months and the $20,000 and still end up refused.
Oliver Anthony is one of Parquette's managing collective. He's also the director of nightlife group Fantôme, who are the ones on the lease. He says an early sign of trouble came back in October when, for the first time, a flip event got its reunion permit refused.
Around maybe October of last year, the CG got in touch with us to let us know that from their perspective, it looked like we were maybe applying for too many. And in that conversation, we kind of asked them candidly, like, you know, what's a reasonable number? And they gave us a number, and we basically kept our number of permits under that from that point forward.
He says they were also told to get groups to apply for the permits themselves rather than apply as Parquette. Advice they've followed largely in the months since. So it came as a shock when last month another flip permit was refused. And this time, that refusal was final.
So we were informed about a week before that party that the SPVN was going to object, basically, to further permits being issued at our address on two grounds. One of them being just that frequency of events that we had, you know, we'd already had an exchange about in October of last year. And the second being public safety concerns, as they described it.
We received a warning in October of last year that if there were any more ambulances called, that we would be shut down, essentially, as a venue. And given the volume of events that occurred last winter, over the course of all of them, there were two other ambulances called. So that's also an argument that they're making to prevent us from obtaining any more liquor permits.
Parquette has had medics on site from the start, but faced increasing pressure to beef up door checks. Trelawney says there's a harm reduction team, but even so, sometimes at a party, you just need to call paramedics.
From the Régie d'Alca's side, just saying no ambulances called almost sets forth the idea that, like, you shouldn't call an ambulance if something is going wrong. Like, we always make the choice to do so if we think that there's an issue.
In a way, it seems like the cops just don't really know what to do with Parquette. And there's a reason for that. Parquette is a venue, but it's also technically an event space. And although it hosts a lot of parties, it also hosts, as you heard, many other types of events, putting it in a somewhat gray zone for people at the Régie d'Alco, the SPVM, the city. No one's really quite sure what to do with it. They're not the only venue in the city that's had a hard time operating in this zone, Escape on Senna Hall told me they faced an uphill battle when they tried to transition from DIY venue to a place that's fully above board.
But it's just like, you know, being under pressure. And like, there's so many things, like things just don't happen fast. Like they take a while. Like when we wanted to do the transformation to change the doors, it took us about 3 months to get the doors okayed because they wanted doors that look fancy like a restaurant and they wanted glass. And I was like, no way, I can't have that. Like it was, just, and it was an argument over 2 months, 3 months. So that blocked our business for 3 months just because of these, I don't want to say finicky rules.
Since then, Escape has nabbed one of the city's first official nightlife designations, showing there's still hope for places like Parkett, venues coming from the DIY scene. Parkett has its hearing with the Reggie on Friday, but Anthony says that no matter what happens, there's still a lot that the team behind Parkett has achieved and a lot they've learned. They've brought a community together, they've built bridges with the city, Eric Alnius, who leads Projet Montréal, is a fan, and they're hopeful that this work and this goodwill will help them come to an agreement with the Régie and the SPVM.
That's our hope. That's our hope, actually, you know, because it's an avenue that I think could hopefully leave those relationships in decent standing and also let us see a decision earlier. Because when it does go to the hearing and you are basically just presenting evidence, the decisions can take weeks or months even to be rendered. So it's in our interest, maybe, to try and come to an agreement here.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.